Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Before you could play video games and watch movies in your car, on your phones, tablets, and backseat TVs, people were creative, and they played word games with their families on road trips. During one such recent trip, our next guest, an upstate attorney, came up with a new word game that was such a big hit with her family, she decided to leave the law firm and launch a Kickstarter campaign to bring the game to market. Kristen Burrell is owner of Vistavation in Greenville, South Carolina, and the game she created is called Redonkulary. Kristen, welcome to our studio.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit more about how all of this came to be.
One time I was on a trip with my kids, and they were getting really stir-crazy in the back seat. We had run out of things to do, so I just made up a word, and I said, "What do you think this means?" And one of the kids made up a definition, and my other daughter made up a definition. I picked my favorite one, and they had a great time. So then I said, "Now it's your turn." They begged us to play this game on every road trip, and even at restaurants when we were waiting for our food, doctor's office waiting rooms. It just became our family's go-to game for boredom busting. And I really didn't think about turning it into a product until we went to visit my parents who live in Savannah, Georgia. One night after dinner, one of the kids asked, "Can we play what we called then the dictionary game?" So we did, and my parents loved it. And that was kind of the first inkling I had that someone outside of our immediate family might think it was fun to play.
Well, walk us through the process you went through of putting this into physical form.
What I did at that point was I started writing down some of the funny words that we had made up over the years. I broke the words into parts. We also began test playing the game using those word parts. And I tweaked the word parts to make them sound funny and so that they would all go together. The game itself, it's about the size of an iPhone, and it folds flat, and there are three separate decks of cards that are attached to a spiral. The cards flip separately to make word combinations, to make words. This idea was something that was unique, and finding a manufacturer who could make something that had never been made was actually quite challenging. So that manufacturer turned out to be eMedia Group in Greenville, South Carolina.
Tell us about Kickstarter. First of all, why did you choose Kickstarter to raise the money to make this game?
I looked into other funding sources and decided that Kickstarter would probably work for what I was hoping to do. I set a funding goal, and I actually met my goal very shortly. That was a great experience. We actually doubled our funding goal and earned over $5,000, which was enough to place our first manufacturing order.
What is your business plan now? How are you pursuing retail outlets, or is it online only?
Well, it's available both online and in 8 cities in 16 specialty retailers. My plans are to break into additional markets and expand from there.
How are you planning on invading these additional markets? Such as the big box stores, I'm thinking, is maybe what might be an ultimate goal?
Actually, not right now, because I really feel like this product appeals to people who frequent more the specialty retailers. So, of course, I'm not going to rule out anything right now, but this is really where I am and where I want to be.
Okay, so after playing this with your family for a while, you mentioned that you guys ended up creating a lot of words that made you laugh. If you don't mind, could you share maybe a few of these with us? And I'm assuming they're in the game today.
Some of them did make it into the game. And one of our really funny examples we actually use on the game right now is Rumplekin. My definition for Rumplekin is your spouse's side of the family. It's time to go visit the Rumplekins out in the country. One of my kids said, "Rumplekin is an ugly pumpkin with lots of bumps and ridges. We can carve that Rumplekin for Halloween." My husband said that a Rumplekin is a brand of disposable diapers for monkeys. Uh-oh, it's time to change Gonzo's Rumplekin. So the words and the definitions are really up to your imagination.
Do you suppose that any of these made-up words will one day make it into an actual word, such as has happened many times through our history?
Absolutely. The name of the game is Redonkulary. It's a made-up word, of course. It was from the word redonkulous, which is slang for ridiculous, and dictionary. So the game is Redonkulary. It's a ridiculous dictionary.
A Kristen, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to visit our studio.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure.
Kristen Burrell is owner of Vistavation in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links posted at our website so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.